Welcome to Radioactive, a grassroots environmental and social justice news journal with hosts Meredith DeFrancesco and Amy Brown. Today we'll be bringing you coverage recorded at the August 18th action by Let Cuba Live and Pastors for Peace, a border crossing to deliver medical supplies to Cuba via Canada in defiance of the U.S.-Cuba blockade. The American Association for World Health's report, titled Denial of Food and Medicine, The Impact of the U.S. Embargo on the Health and Nutrition in Cuba, states, quote, after a year-long investigation, the American Association for World Health has determined that the U.S. embargo of Cuba has dramatically harmed the health and nutrition of large numbers of ordinary Cuban citizens. It is our expert medical opinion that the U.S. embargo has caused a significant rise in suffering and even deaths in Cuba. For several decades, the U.S. embargo has imposed significant financial burdens on the Cuban healthcare system. But since 1992, the number of unmet medical needs, patients going without essential drugs, or doctors performing medical procedures without adequate equipment, has sharply accelerated. This trend is directly linked to the fact that in 1992, the U.S. trade embargo, one of the most stringent embargoes of its kind, prohibiting the sale of food and sharply restricting the sale of medicines and medical equipment, was further tightened by the 1992 Cuban Democracy Act, end quote. It was again further tightened by the Helms-Burton Act in 1996.
Last Saturday, August 18th, the groups Let Cuba Live and Pastors for Peace and their supporters, activists of all ages and from out the United States and Canada, converged on the U.S.-Canada border at Coburn Gore, Maine, for the second time since July 2nd, with a caravan of vehicles carrying medical supplies. Their intent was to bring the supplies across the border into Canada in defiance of the U.S. blockade against Cuba, which they believe is both illegal and immoral. From Canada, the humanitarian aid could then be shipped to Cuba, as Canada does not have such a blockade. But first, the goods had to pass through U.S. Customs, and U.S. Customs had issued a statement saying that they would not let the humanitarian aid through. What you are about to hear are the sounds of the caravan arriving at the border, being prevented from passing through, then engaging in civil disobedience by carrying the boxes across the border in their arms. You'll also hear interviews with the activists both before and after the action. Gore and the Let Cuba Live caravan is just making to the border. The cops and the media are mobilizing themselves into the middle of the road. A reporter for a newspaper told us that about an hour ago they started stopping everybody on the U.S. side of the border and checking everyone's cars. And now they have I think it's Border Patrol and another customs vehicle posed to block off the border altogether.
We're taking a shipment of humanitarian aid, mainly medicine, and pastors for peace.
The first vehicle that just attempted to cross the border was just diverted into a parking lot, and now there are five customs officials surrounding the vehicle asking questions. The second vehicle in line is with Reverend Lucius Walker is now being stopped and questioned by U.S. customs officials. And the back of the caravan seems to be brought up by a police vehicle with blue lights on. There are... It looks like approximately 20 vehicles in the caravan. Fourth vehicle was just waved over into the parking lot with a sign on the back that says, "This is what democracy looks like."
Sure. Just pull right in here.
Basically, what's going on is that they are stopping every vehicle in line, questioning them about what they have inside, and then they've kind of got a gridlock situation going on up here now with having pulled over the first seven or eight vehicles. They're starting to run out of room in the parking lot where they're saying they're inspecting them, although nothing looks like it's getting inspected yet. They're just basically talking to the drivers. So there are still another... Actually, it looks like still maybe 20 more vehicles in line behind this one. And they're quickly running out of room to process them. What are they saying to you?
They asked us where we were going, and we said to Canada with medical aid for Cuba. They say that at this stage they are just going to inspect our cargo. That's all they have told us at this point. And they have a right to inspect. We don't object to their right to inspect what's in our boxes. They will see that it's simple medical equipment and medical assistance. Nothing controversial or contraband in any of these boxes. They will see that if they inspect it, and once that's true, they should allow us across. But we don't know.
There's actually already a group forming up on the Quebec side of the border, too. Looks like they're ready to welcome anybody who actually makes it across the border. And now we have vehicle number 9 being questioned.
We're from WERU Radio.
Great.
What did they just ask you?
What?
What did they just ask you?
Oh, they asked what we were there for, and he said that medical supplies that will go through to Cuba, it will be mailed from Canada, we hope.
Yeah, they're taking their car keys and their licenses now. Exactly what's going to happen, I don't know, you know, but it looks like they're going to seize the stuff. I mean, why go through all that, you know? And nobody out here seems to know that.
Do they have the right to be taking people's car keys?
They can get away with pretty much anything they want to. As far as I know, there's no...
They can do anything.
Yeah, especially these folks. They have more police powers than regular police. They can invent almost anything. Mm.
Yeah. They won't let us go over and talk to the 2, 4, 6, 8... vehicles that they have kind of in a little parking lot across the street with the people still inside, and they will not let us go over there and talk to them because they say that they're inspecting those vehicles. Although actually, everybody smile for the camera. What they're really doing is one of the four cops is actually taking a video of the media, which is interesting, and another is talking to one of the drivers, and the rest are just milling around. So there's no inspecting going on. They just don't want us over there.
My name is Nancy Moss. I live in Portland, Maine. And I'm basically here to try and get these supplies across the border with this great group and to help out the Cuban people and to kind of peacefully protest the policies of the U.S. government against Cuba. Hopefully a peaceful show of force to try and, call attention to the needs of just people everywhere, basic needs of food and medical supplies, just really happy to be a part of this whole thing. It's very organized. These people are wonderful, peaceful, and really caring individuals that have come together as a group to, to try and reach the common goal of just basically getting the supplies across the border so they can get to the people of Cuba and hopefully draw attention to the need to end the blockade.
My name is Jennifer Wager. I'm from IFCO Pastors for Peace. I'm coming out from Brooklyn, New York today. And we're here just to support our brothers and sisters with Let Cuba Live. In Maine, in their challenge to the U.S. blockade, is a genocidal blockade. It keeps medicines from kids, from elders, and we want to see it end, and we want to support any action. We really commend their courage and bravery and firmness in not requesting or accepting a U.S. License or permission from the U.S. government to not plead with those people who are trying to starve the Cuban people into submission. Just happy to be here. It looks like right now they're trying to get all the cars in the lot. They're trying to put a really, a pretty face on, a polite face on a genocidal policy, but we're, I think, very shortly going to expose that for the lie that it is.
I'm Olga Lang. I'm here as a supporter. I think we certainly shouldn't be using food and medicine as weapons against a country that's our neighbor. We're not at war with them. I think it's really time for the embargo to end. I don't see what national interest is served by it, and I don't see why we should do something harmful to Cuban people.
As far as, why I'm involved in this is just, The embargo is basically just strangle that country. I mean, it's all it comes down to, and it's completely undemocratic. And I mean, every country in the world has basically said this is illegal, and it's wrong, and it flies in the face of UN regulations. And I mean, people are dying because of this, and it's not right. That's all it comes down to.
Meredith and I have just casually strolled across the border into Canada without anyone attempting to question us.
Hi, I'm Sean O'Donohue from the Caravan d'Amitié Québec-Cuba. We're a Montreal-based Cuba support group. We've been working with Let Cuba Live and Pastors for Peace since 1994. We help in the transshipment of the aid that comes from the United States to ship it to Cuba from the port of Montreal. We were here July 2nd. We participated in the border crossing, and we witnessed the seizure of about 50 boxes of material, humanitarian and medical aid destined to Cuba. And we helped cross 40 boxes that we are holding in Montreal for further shipment to Cuba.
Excellent. So the boxes that got across on July 2nd, they are headed to Cuba now?
No, they're in a warehouse that we have. And when we do a shipment, we do one or two a year. They will be sent to Cuba.
Have you worked a lot with Let Cuba Live before in Maine?
Yes, we've been working with them since the mid-1995,
1994. So it is our intention to take that material from the store in the square. Making the assumption that you don't have any large boxes like you did last time, that you cannot move our stuff, we have no interest in returning anybody's vehicle. So, having said that, we intend to ask you to remove the stuff.
They told them, they just gave, no, they told them to either get the stuff out of the cars or they would take it out.
Are you
Yes.
Oh, who's
got
cameras?
Toward the road. The customs that people gave the activists an ultimatum to remove their things from their vehicles, or customs would do that for them. The activists then proceeded to their vehicles, started removing things, and carrying them across the border a few yards to the Canadian activists who are safely placing them on the opposite side of the marker, the demarcation line between Canada and U.S.
Just leave it here, please.
Well, this is for the people of Cuba.
He asked me now who we are.
Ma'am, they'll get permission.
I'm sorry, officer, I'm trying not to push you. I'm really just trying to
move. Please stop resisting.
I'm not resisting.
Please stop resisting.
And they're handing off boxes to their friends on the Canadian side of the border, and they're making them pass the cement post marking the border. So far, 8, 10 boxes, 11, 12 so far, including at least 13, at least one box of antibiotics has gone across. The border guards are attempting to hold the tarp down on the truck in position.
Let go of the officer.
Get back, please. I already told you, sir. You need to go back on the other side because you're not in legally. You need a passport here. You either need to check in, okay? Legally.
In.
Just wait over there till they can check you in. That's all
they have
I'm saying.
My passport.
Who does?
They took it when I was in my van.
You were in your van over there?
Yes.
Okay. Then you can go back on the other side and wait till they get you. Okay?
That's my passport is over here.
They're not going to get back until I'm going to sue them. That's all I'm telling
you. Can I please go back away from my own van?
No, they're not going to let you back because you already left.
Okay, so now there's a struggle going on in the back of one of the pickup trucks as customs officials are taking things and hurling them onto the ground. There's a stretcher being pulled out by three people who are four people now running the stretcher. Catheters. We have a box of catheters. Be very careful. We don't want to hurt them.
Come on, you guys. Form a circle, okay?
Circle, everybody circle! Woo!
The customs person just instructed the rest of the customs officials to let go of the box of medical supplies. One of the last now to go across the border.
What's in that box, Steve? What was in that box you just put across?
I believe that was probably bed sheets, towels, pillowcases, just items of simple comfort.
More bed sheets and waterproof bed pans. Those are the best kind.
Is it possible in 2001 to do that in the world to help the future, the people in the earth? Is it possible in the big democracy? I can't believe that, but that's true. Vive Cuba Libre!
Spoke with one of the Let Cuba Live activists who's estimating that more than half of the medical supplies have made it across the border. Hi. Can you say a few words about what just happened? This is Reverend Lucius Walker.
The caravanistas, after waiting very patiently and trying to play out the customs process, decided that we had been patient long enough, and we had brought only items that were very innocuous and innocent items, such as rubber gloves and baby diapers and aspirin and nothing that would in any way threaten the security of the United States. And when we were told that they were not, in the opinion of the customs, licensable and that they could not be allowed to go into Canada, the caravanistas, in a moment of moral commitment to the ending of the blockade, took the aid and carried it across. So most of the aid has been carried across, and a few boxes were secured by the customs officials and are placed in the storage bin.
So someone has just come up with some other boxes that they're taking across the border and a pair of crutches, and the group is forming a circle, or temporarily formed a circle around them, holding hands, and they're passing the stuff across the border to the Canadians on the other side, being slightly impeded by a giant load of hay coming in from Canada, but looks like it all made it successfully across.
The people united will never be defeated! The people united will never be defeated! The people united will never be defeated!
What do you think about what just happened?
I think it was wonderful. I think there are always higher laws, and those are what we listen to. Sometimes the man-made laws, the laws of this country, are not the laws of compassion and justice. We have to listen to what our hearts tell us.
What do you think about what just happened?
Well, it's a lovely demonstration that people of America care, and that we have a way of confronting our government in a peaceful, nonviolent way, but in a way directly showing that we're willing to take some risks and demonstrate to our legislators that they've got a job to do. We have no absolute right of preventing medicines that are badly needed in another country from being stopped. This is in direct negation of what we did after the Second World War, when we created care, and care packages went overseas without any restrictions from government. And now you see these restrictions. They want to control everything, and they're taking it out on a small little government that has been trying desperately to set up an alternative economic system than the one that the dominant forces in our country perpetuate.
We saw you bringing a lot of boxes over the border. What do you think about what just happened?
Well, I think it's a wonderful example of solidarity between our friends in Canada and in America. And I think it's continuing to show that there will be support for Cuba, that many people in America and in Canada know that it's illegal and inhumane to be blocking medical supplies from Cuba.
I travel myself. I go to Cuba on my own, and I'm a frequent traveler to Cuba. I go in defiance of the blockade. I don't go with a license. I have Cuban friends. I have people that I loved there. And just the blockade, every time I go there, it just kills me more and more to see how they suffer because of it.
My name is Allison. And I have been to Cuba twice, once with a group of physicians and once with the main teachers group that went. And I feel quite strongly that it's important that we be able to send humanitarian aid to them. And all of this equipment, I mean, I packed up a truckload of it on Wednesday, and it's used sheets and used pillowcases and used towels and bed socks for people in hospitals, and I know from going to the hospitals that they don't necessarily have sheets on the beds unless the patients bring them in themselves. So it just seems to me that these are things that we should be able to send to them. And the fact that, according to the Geneva Conventions, this is an illegal thing to keep humanitarian aid from the people, then I really feel it's very important that we be able to do this from time to time, just to let them know that we don't approve of this and to see if we can change people's opinions on the whole thing.
Just that I'm very proud of the way it all came out. I mean, I think they've done a good job, and I think it's an important job. It's ridiculous to have an island this close to the United States and not be able to go there to communicate. It's foolish, and I suspect that a large part of the foolishness of the re-clamping down is due to the reactionary Cubans in Miami, that this pressure with Jeb on the present administration has created a lot of this. And I don't think we ought to, as citizens, I don't think we ought to just accept it. I'm this sort of thing. I'm 80.
Are you really?
Yes, I really am.
It was a real adrenaline rush, and I'm a little bit bruised, but bloodied but unbowed. And I feel like it was, you know, to go over there and see all those boxes on the other side of the border with little 2-foot-long crutches is a... sort of tugs at your heart. So it was worth it, no matter what happens now, because I see a whole bunch of cop cars over there that have just arrived, and there's a cop standing there in black with big black army boots on. But whatever happens now, it was worth it.
Peter Robbins of Let Cuba Live spoke with us about U.S. Customs' August 18th press release, which claims Let Cuba Live could apply for a license and have the medical aid sent to Cuba, as some other aid organizations have done. He explained why they, along with Pastors for Peace and Maine Veterans for Peace, chose to cross aid in this way. Quote, "The claim that Customs makes that it is an easy process to bring aid to Cuba through the licensing process is not accurate. It can be an arbitrary and protracted process." End quote. And in addition, quote, "The members of Let Cuba Live do not believe that it is legal to force individuals or organizations or societies to license humanitarian aid to be taken to any other country, and in this case Cuba. And I think we'd all agree in Let Cuba Live, and many folks in Maine who have contributed their time and energy and medical supplies, would agree that the licensing process is in and of itself an act of complicity with what is deemed by us to be illegal under international law and to be immoral on the face of it." End quote. Peter Robbins.
In the United States, we're at a particularly important moment. There is an act called the Bridges to the Cuban People Act in the House. It is H.R. 2138, if folks would like to respond to their congressional representatives on this, which would remove restrictions on the sale of medicine and food and humanitarian aid to Cuba. And there are efforts to loosen travel restrictions as well. There's a very good possibility that this act may be passed in the House. There's strong sentiment coming from many different communities within the United States, and there is widespread recognition that the embargo after 40 years is serving nobody's interests whatsoever, thinking very seriously about what steps we can take to advance this effort to raise consciousness and get more aid into Cuba. It is very important that people in Maine understand that the efforts of Let Cuba Live are not simply to bring humanitarian aid to Cuba, but challenge this law. And we will almost certainly be returning to Coburn Gore with another medical aid shipment, not knowing exactly what to expect.
No arrests were made. The medical supplies that were seized on August 18th and previously on July 2nd are still being held by U.S. Customs. For more information on Let Cuba Live, you can visit their website at www.letcubalive.org.
And that's all we have time for today. You've been listening to Radioactive, a grassroots environmental and social justice news journal. I'm Amy Brown.
And I'm Meredith DeFrancesco.
And we'd like to thank Helen York for engineering today's program, Andy Buckley for web support, and you for listening and acting. You can reach us here at the station or by emailing us at radioactivenews@hotmail.com. You can check out archived radioactive programs and contact information for our guests at our website, www.freespeech.org/RAN. We leave you today with How Many Miles Must We March by Ben Harper.
Exactly how much we'll have to burn.
How many miles must we march?
How many?